Could ask the teachers I spoke to before Mass if they could send up their volunteers. That would be awesome. While they're making their way up here, I just want to say thank you, guys. This week I was been celebrating my anniversary with my classmates. Once a year we get together to celebrate our anniversary. This year we got together in South Padre. We had a great time hanging out, sharing stories, swimming in the ocean, scraping our forehead on the bottom of the sea. That's why my head's all red, in case you're wondering, later on. But we had a great time hanging out and talking about how much we love being priests. And then I was doubly excited because I got home and in my office was decorated some pretty sweet, awesome stuff here. I had about, I don't know, 300 or 400 of these in my office. So, this is really cool, guys. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Thanks for praying for me as I celebrate 5 years of priesthood. It is very cool. I'll have a lot of fun while you guys are going home for summer break. I have a lot of fun reading these and all of the cool notes that you left me. So thank you guys very much. This particular show of appreciation for me did not change my mind on what I was planning to do today. I thought that since today was the last day of school, I thought we would have a little final exam. You laugh like it's funny. Okay, but here's the deal. All year long, Father TJ's been using a special tool to help break open the gospel. What's that tool? The backpack. I saw some people on their little hands, they said, we love Father TJ's the backpack. Anyway, so the backpack is helping us understand the commands of Jesus, right? So in the gospel today, Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what? If you keep my commandments. The whole reason that I bring the backpack out is to make sure that you guys are paying attention, that you're understanding what Jesus is talking about. So what I thought today we would do is to review some of the items that have been in the backpack throughout the year and see if we can remember the lessons and the commands that Jesus left us and why Father TJ used some of the items that he did. So who wants to go first? No, not everybody volunteer at once. Go ahead, reach in here. That bag there, there's a whole bunch of props. This is like the best of prop. What's that? Greed. Do you remember what that was for? You don't think so. Maybe you weren't here that day, right? That's a good answer for everybody else. See, that's a good one in case you want to use it. Does anybody remember? What did we use the green water for? What was that a sign of? Do you remember?
Whenever you be selfish, it keeps on happening.
Okay, so we had these are representing what? This is the sin of greed. And what are they? Yes, do you remember? Okay, that's right, our soul. And do you remember when we used this prop? We mixed in greed and anger and pride and jealousy and selfishness. What happened to the water? It turned black. And what did we need to get rid of the colors that were in there? Do you remember? Yes, sir.
The bleach.
Nope, it wasn't. Nope. Wrong. Wasn't bleach. It was called what? Yes, sir. What? Okay, but what was that? What did we have to pour in there to change it? Yes. Okay, that's right. And in a more general sense, God's grace. Very good. Thank you very much. So you guys get. We'll give you a. We'll give you a passing grade on that particular question, right? So what happens to our soul? We pour all this sin in there and it turns black and we need God's grace to clean us, to change us, to wipe us free. And the sacrament that we use for that is, and one of you said it, sacrament of, yes, sir, confession, reconciliation, penance. That's the sacrament that we need. So that's very good. All right, how about another? Who had this? All right, how about somebody else want to reach in there? Another item. Go ahead. What else did we talk about this year? What other commands are we trying to learn about? Oh, what was that for? We actually used this homily prop twice this year. Do you remember either one of them? The bag of Snickers, in case you can't see it. Okay, it was a couple of weeks ago, that's right. And if you eat a whole bunch of these, and then you brush your teeth with chocolate syrup, what happens to you? You're going to get gross, right? So the Snickers were saying if we feast the diet on sin, on bad choices, we're going to end up being very, very unhealthy. What diet are we supposed to have? A diet filled with who? I'll give you a hint. a diet filled with Jesus, right? Receiving the Eucharist, opening our hearts to His prayer. If we fill ourselves with a diet like that instead of this, then we're in good shape. Here's a bonus question for you. When else did we use the bag of Snickers? We did it when we started talking about a liturgical season. I'm going to go back here to the eighth graders. You guys already graduated. Turn your papers in. Remember, what liturgical season did we start out?
Lent.
That if you give up chocolate, you're practicing saying no to what?
Sin.
So if you can say no to chocolate, you can say no to?
Sin.
That's right. That's a self-discipline, right? We talked about that in Lent. So that's another one of the commands and one of the lessons, hopefully, that we learn. By giving something up for Lent, you're saying, I'm going to give this up so that I can practice saying no to this, so that I can practice saying no to sin. All right, any other items in the bag that we want to talk about? What other commands of Jesus have we learned this year? Oh, what's that? Do you remember? They're mustard seeds. Do you remember the homily that we had? That there was a sower that went out into the field and he sowed a bunch of seeds everywhere? Remember, and I gave you a choice. I said, you have a choice. You can either be these or you can be something else. Do you remember that choice? You can be a seed or you can be what? Or? You can be a tree or a flower. And what's the difference? How do we go from being a seed to a flower? Do you remember? How do you do that?
When you grow.
So by allowing yourself to be fertile ground for the love of the Lord, where you treat others with kindness, where you treat others with respect, where you love, where you make good choices, you go from being a seed to a flower or a plant. Now, who wants to stay a seed forever? Ooh, some of you put your hands up. Oh, some of you? You'd rather be a seed than a flower? Let's try that again. Who would rather be a flower or a tree? Hopefully everybody's hand goes up. Because we want to flourish. We want to bloom. We want to grow with love. Very good. Anybody else? Pick another item out of the bag. Let's continue our review session, our final exam. Our final exam, what's that?
The basketball.
Do you remember when we used the basketball? All right, you remember when?
The giant poster.
The giant poster of?
James
Hunt? Nope.
No, Jeremy.
Nope. Yao Ming, thank you. Very good. Good try. You guys are doing okay on the final exam. Does anybody remember when we used the basketball? Does anybody remember what feast day, what holiday we used? Yes, ma'am. This is a tough question. It's way back in November, like the first day of November.
Like probably last semester. Right.
What was the feast day? What feast day were we celebrating? Yes, sir. November 1st is? What? Yes? No, it was the feast of, yes, do you know? November 1st is? Oh, not Thanksgiving, do you remember? No, not Advent. Oh, we're not doing too good on this question, guys. What? All Saints Day, that's right. And remember on All Saints Day, we did the image where we were playing basketball, right? And the goal was who? The goal was God, and we were the one with the basketball. And if we made bad choices, and we sinned, and we took people's lunch money, and we said mean things, we were shooting from where? Like way back in the rafters. Remember the ball was flying all over the church that day? But if we make a life of prayer, and if we devote ourselves to the love of God, then we were where? Right here, dominating the paint like Dwight Howard, dunking it every single time. So the choice that we have in our lives is, where are we going to play in relation to God? Are we going to go way out into the rafters and make bad choices? Or are we going to stay close to the basket? Stay rooted in God's love. Stay rooted in prayer. And dominate on the inside. Right? Very good. Another question? Who else? Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. What other items have we talked about today? It was our final exam. Ooh, what's that? A winter medal. That's right. And do you remember what feast we celebrated? Talked about the winter medal. What color is that medal? About the medal. What color is the medal? Gold medal. Who gets a gold medal? Does anybody remember way back in August? Like the very first time I got to celebrate a school mass here? What feast was that? What feast were we celebrating in August when we talked about the gold medal? We talked about the Olympics, but it was about what feast? Who were we celebrating? You guys remember way back? How about the parents? Y'all remember? Parents want to help them out? Yes, ma'am. Assumption of Mary. That's right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you in the back. Very good. Exactly. Because we talked about Mary winning a gold medal. that when she died, she was taken to heaven. And the gold medal that Mary wears is that she's in heaven for all eternity. We want to go to heaven for all eternity. We want to win a gold medal. We want to have that gold medal draped around our neck because we want to be with our God forever in heaven, right? And that's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel when he says, keep my commands, love as I love you. Mary showed us how to love. And Mary showed us how to be a gold medalist. She showed us how to live our lives by staying close to the Lord. Anything else that's in the bag? Do we have any more props? Yes, we do. Come on, pick another one out of here. Couple more that we have. Do you remember that? We played a little game. We played a little game called Would You Rather. Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
You remember that game? And so I asked questions like this. Would you rather be able to fly like a bird or be able to swim underwater like a fish? Remember, and I asked you guys, what do you think? What would you rather? And then we talked about the most important Would You Rather question. You could have the choice of
Have your eyes removed from your head
or
spend eternity in hell.
That was a would you rather question that Jesus asked us. So what would we rather do? Would we rather be with our God forever in heaven? Or would we rather not be with him forever? Jesus tells us that if we love each other the way he loved us, then we have the chance to spend eternity with him forever in heaven. And we have that choice, my friends. How do we want to spend our lives? What would we rather do? And finally, there's one more prop. One more thing that's important that we remember about the final exam from Father TJ's backpack. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And what was the illustration that we used?
Like we would all like link hands.
Okay, link hands. So go ahead. Stand everybody up here. Link hands. Hold hands. Make a line just like this. Hold hands. All right. And then, you're not holding hands here. Let me hold the basketball for you. Get your hands free. Let me hold the bag of seeds for you so you can have your hands free. All right. So then if we put the right here. Is anybody not linked up? You know why it's not working? Why is it not working? You guys gotta get his hands here. You gotta join with him. We don't have a complete circuit here, guys. Remember that? Oh, so what does that tell us? We gotta do what?
We gotta
work together. If one person decides, I don't wanna hold hands, I don't wanna touch you, I don't wanna have anything to do with you, what happens to the light? What happens to it? All right, I'm going to move this over here so the students can see. Y'all join hands again. We're going to put it between you. Hold it up high so the people can see it. When everybody's joined hands together, it works. So we work as a team, right? So our Lord tells us that when we work together, great things can happen. Great things can happen. All right, what do you guys think of the final exam? Some cool props in here? So let me summarize here why we did a final exam today. So let's summarize. Why do we do a final exam today? Because the ultimate final exam, the most important final exam of our lives is going to be on the day that we're called home to heaven. And our God's going to ask us a few questions. He's going to say, did you follow my commands? Did you listen to me? Did you treat each other with respect and with dignity? And if we can say, yes, Lord, we did. We did everything that we could to love you. He's going to say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. And he's going to welcome us into the eternal kingdom of heaven where we can dwell with him forever. The most important lessons that we've learned this year might not have been about algebra or how to use a semicolon or about geography. The most important lessons that we've learned as a student body at St. Thomas More is how to be disciples, of how to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, of how to open up our heart to listen and follow his commands. All of the homilies that I used all year long, all of the props that we did, they were an illustration, an example to you of how you can love. Our Lord Jesus tells us today, there's one commandment that I give. There's one thing that I want you to do. I want you to love. When you boil down all of the things that I've had in this bag all year long, it's been about love. It's about God loving us. It's about us loving each other. It's about us opening up our hearts and allowing the love of our God to come into our hearts. I want to thank you guys very, very much for this school year. It has been a wonderful school year. Thank you for letting me walk with you in your journey, for helping me teach you about faith, and thank you for also teaching me about you and helping me to grow and how to learn and how to love. It's been a great year. It is with a little bit of sadness that this is the last school mass that I'll do as the pastor administrator here at St. Thomas More. We have a new priest that's coming. If you want to know who that is, I'm going to announce that this weekend at masses. So you should come this weekend to mass to see who the next pastor is. In the meantime, we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray that he may have the courage and the strength to continue on to be a faithful servant to God. And I'm going to ask for your prayers as well, because I'm going into a challenging, difficult ministry, and I'm going to need your prayers, because my job is going to be to try to help young men and women answer the call of service to the Lord and the church, to be priests, to be nuns, to be sisters. I promise that I will come back and visit St. Thomas More to continue to share with you the gospel message of love. But it's been a great year, guys. Thank you so much for opening up your hearts, for loving each other, for showing me how that love can be exhibited at St. Thomas More, all throughout the students and the faculty and the teachers and the parents. It's been awesome. So as we continue today giving praise and glory to our God, we thank Him for the love that He places in our hearts, and we ask Him to help us to be able to love others the way that He loves us, because in that love is where we find our God. It's where we're changed. It's where we become His faithful followers. Thank you guys all very much for your help. You can go back and have a seat.